Coming up on 740 at News Talk 1400 DWS, well-known local attorney J. Stephen Beckett with us this morning. Steve, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. Good morning. The sun's shining.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us.
Before I forget, you had... Dave and I were talking about staying in the governor's mansion because it's almost done.
Yeah.
Wasn't it you that stayed there with Adelaide Stevenson III?
I did. Adelaide and Nancy Stevenson and I stayed in the governor's mansion the evening before we had an Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library Board meeting about the Stevensons donating a family collection to the museum. And we got up, and Dave, his last name escapes me now, the curator, fixed breakfast for us, and we sat in the kitchen for an hour and a half and just chewed the fat. My favorite story is Senator Stevenson, when he was a boy, now his father's governor, It's about 1952, I think, and Carl Sandburg comes to stay as a guest at the mansion, And Adelaide tells all the boys in the neighborhood, the kids in the neighborhood, that Carl Sandburg is in the home, and he charges them all a nickel to take the elevator to go up and look at him in bed. So what a great story.
That is a great story.
That is. That showed his future as a senator.
Let's talk about the special counsel. And you're the kind of person that would have insight into what kind of things are Mueller, what's he digging for right now, and what could he possibly ask the president that wouldn't get Trump in trouble?
I can't imagine. I think the three main areas. One is follow the money. If you're doing an investigation, you should always follow the money. And so here we're talking about potential money laundering activities in connection with Russia. That would be a logical basis for the connection between the Trump campaign, the Trump government, and Russia is money. The second would be collusion between the Russians and the campaign in connection with trying to get Trump elected. And the third would be naturally an obstruction of justice. And that naturally flows from, it starts with Sally Yates, with Michael Flynn, right away, getting rid of Sally Yates right away. Then with Comey, getting rid of James Comey. And now the most recent revelation about trying to fire the special counsel.
So now that all of this is coming to light and you say follow the money, he's been very tight-lipped on what he spent money on. He won't release his tax returns. If it's shown that he did indeed give money to somebody involved with Russia, then what does Robert Mueller do with that?
I don't know. I mean, there are federal offenses related to federal offenses for money laundering, which is taking money from here that was obtained illegally and using it over here to try to conceal where the money came from. There are laws against the acceptance of money from foreigners in political campaigns. And, of course, there's an obstruction of justice, which is corruptly, knowingly and sort of corruptly trying to impede the due administration of justice to stop an investigation. That's obviously what the problem Nixon had.
Well, what do you think they're going to do? Because the president doesn't seem like he can talk for 5 minutes without telling some kind of whopper.
Yeah. Right. Oh, and that's all. I guess that's true. As we know from Michael Flynn, it's also a crime to lie to a federal agent. And you don't have to be under oath to commit that offense.
Well, let's say the president testifies and just takes the fifth.
Well, he certainly can do that.
Yeah,
he certainly can do that. He as a citizen, he has the right to take the Fifth Amendment. I suppose people always do draw inferences. You're not supposed to, but people do draw inferences from claiming the Fifth. It would be difficult, I think, for us to accept our president asserting a Fifth Amendment privilege. We want our presidents to be open, obviously honest. We expect financial disclosure. I think that's one of the troubles that many people have about this presidency is sort of the financial secrecy.
We're a year into it, so what do you think is going to happen with this thing?
I think in November of 2018, we're going to find out a lot about what Americans think. Right now, it's, for those of us who didn't support President Trump, every day is troubling.
Yeah. Okay. If he fires Mueller, it doesn't go away.
Firing Mueller is a Saturday Night Massacre.
Yeah.
Okay. Question for you about Larry Nassar. The doctor up in Michigan, and now they're talking about culpability. Who knew what? Of course, Michigan State's president has resigned. Now, do the civil suits come out, or what happens now that there's
There definitely could be civil suits, assuming we can find a legal duty on behalf of the administration of Michigan State or those officials to protect these gymnasts or the International Gymnastics Committee, whatever that governing board is, to protect individuals. And they are on notice from complaints that have been made, and they cover it up, or I think they even said that there was an investigation and he was cleared. I remember seeing that somewhere. So there's potential civil liability, and one would expect that's going to happen.
Is that what forced out the president? The fact that she was there when all the rest of this was going on?
Oh, I don't know. I think when you're the head of an organization, you have a scandal. No matter what you do, right or wrong,
you have to
the buck stops here, you fall on your sword. I can't remember who's the former administrator here who went out to California and the campus police tear gassed students, and et cetera. Well, she was gone. It's, you know, that's the sort of thing, unfortunately, that happens.
Jay Rosenstein, you got any comments on that situation?
I don't. I have no comment. I think that it's not me, but I think a member of my firm actually represents him. So I won't comment on him.
All right, let's talk about Illinois State Senator Ira Silverstein made inappropriate comments to Denise Rothheimer while the two worked on legislation. And he did not sexually harass her, though. This is what the inspector general ruled in a report yesterday. Now that we have the Me Too movement and it Time's Up movements going on, it's he said, she said, how do we handle this legally going forward?
I think you handle each case on its factual merits.
She's going to have to get that through the civil court.
Right, for sure. I suppose in some instances sexual harassment is in the eye of the beholder. I think that... one could feel sexually harassed, even though the intent is not there. You know, you sort of go back to the very first date you had, where you're trying to see if there is a physical affection between you and your partner. What if you're wrong? Was that sexual harassment? You know, so I think every instance is going to be factual.
But
the good thing I would say is that this type of thing has been very much held back, and now it's open. I think people are not afraid to come forward and complain and tell their story, you know, et cetera. And I think that's positive for us. I really do. I think that, as I said to you off the air, that the elections in 18 could very well be elections where that advance women in political office even more so than the progress that has been made.
It does feel like it's time.
What about University of Chicago? They want to have Booth School, wants Steve Bannon to speak, and they've got a letter from X number of professors. And
well, you know, I guess my attitude is that people ought to, the whole idea behind universities is that they're a laboratory, and people ought to be able to come and speak.
Amen.
And if you don't like them, you'll be outside on the sidewalk protesting that they're there, but for goodness sakes, let them speak. That their ideas, if poor, will fall flat on their face.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, do I only read, we were talking about this too, do I only read the op-ed columns I agree with? No. I read them even though I disagree with them. You know, I think you need to sort of understand everybody's point of view.
Well, and those are good sometimes because they'll raise your blood pressure a little bit when you read one you totally disagree with. And you know you're going to when you pick it up, but still.
And they email me about it when and I hear plenty. I absorb it. A question for you. I know it's federal court. Illinois doesn't have the death penalty, but Brett Christensen is in federal court now. The fact that prosecutors are seeking the death penalty, is that just a natural defense motion to try to push it out further so they can scramble to find a better defense?
Well, I think the lawyers have an absolute responsibility to explore the background of the defendant down to the minute detail, including mental health. And they have a responsibility to do what they can to prevent the death penalty. And I've been in that situation. It's no fun. And I think that the delay is certainly would be expected. And the fact that we're in Illinois, that's interesting, but that really has nothing to do with the fact that there's a federal death penalty and we're in federal court.
Okay. What have you got coming up?
All right. So tomorrow is the Mud Puppy Festival, and I plugged it last time when you guys were gone and Dave was here. And so what I have is a plush mud puppy. You can see his external gills. And the mud puppy is a creature. If you saw Tracy Crane's article in Sunday's paper, there were actually pictures of mud puppies. We have them Sangamon River. Pardon?
They're so cute.
No. They actually are probably one of the ugliest animals that there are.
They're ugly. They're so cute.
Yeah. So they're so ugly, they're cute, and so that's what I have
as
a plush.
Right,
so
now
we're gonna auction five of these off at our festival tomorrow at the Monarch Brewing Company in Monticello, and we also have an overnight stay at Allerton. Thank you for letting me plug that event for the Land Conservation Foundation.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Steve Beckett. Wonderful to see you once again.
You bet.
We got more coming up on DWS.
Did you know you could be making money while listening to the radio? News.